This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Clear the decks, clear your mind. Clear your ears. Get that wax out of it. The thoughts that we think and the words that we speak today and every day. Pretty powerful stuff. Hopefully as positive as possible. Maybe that way we can make a difference in what we all want to accomplish, and that is to make things better here. That's the deal. That's the idea. DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Social media is the right word, a plum or exploding? There's something going on that's good. Anyway, a lot of conversation. And today I bet a lot of it is going to be about the vaccine and the relief bill and that sort of thing. There's actually a vaccine made by a company down in Maryland. Let's see if I can get this right. Novavax. Is it Novavax? Novo? Yeah, it's something. Anyway. It's very effective, apparently, at stopping the virus infection in hotspots. Variants are dominant, and so they're having a trial down in South Africa. Isn't that where South Africa is one of the places that it is most worrisome, right?
That England, variant, yeah. The UK strain, I think, is okay in terms of we're protected with the current vaccines, but that South African strain seems to have something a little funky there. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's the one that does seem to have
a lot of stuff develops in Africa, doesn't it? That is kind of funky when it comes to these sorts of things. There have been things, if they don't get developed in a laboratory in China, somehow or other they get cooked up in Africa somewhere. It seems to me Ebola started there, right? And didn't SARS start there? If I'm remembering.
Sure.
SARS
did, South African Respiratory Syndrome. And then MERS was Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome.
Yeah, but the Ebola was definitely a problem on the western side of Africa. Remember Ghana, all those people that had that there? Mm-hmm. Pretty much they kept it there. So anyway, this vaccine is about half, 40-50% effective when it comes to getting rid of this particular variant, the B117 variant. What does that mean? Why do they call it that?
Well, they have to name them. Well, they name them all, so they identify them when they do the lab results, so they know which variant it is. But it's, I don't know. The thing that really worries me about all of this stuff is when they come back and say, Novavax says that it's 89.3% effective in the Phase 3 trial in Britain. And so, okay, that's great. But, what about the other? Yeah, I don't understand. And, how do you know? And I know that Jen and I asked this question last week. I don't know if we got an answer. But, how do we know if you're in that other percentile? What, do you just end up in the hospital and you realize you got the bad dose? Or it's like the good Schwartz and the bad Schwartz? I don't know. How do you figure out if you're not covered? Is it that just when you get sick, then you know? And then you've been around people thinking you're safe? That's, to me, that's the worrisome part of all of this.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's an answer to it, is there?
I don't know.
Surfaced? Yeah. Well, there's that. And then there is the consideration being given to testing for those who travel domestically. I think I'm going to go to California in a couple of weekends. So if you have the, 3 days before, that's what they're doing for international traveling. About the,
they're trying to figure this one out. The CDC is kind of saying that they haven't made any decisions yet. They're trying to figure out how they would implement that.
Been a problem, has it? Has air travel actually getting
people,
on a train?
Sure. I mean, people are spreading it around, yeah. People are going to different places, and if they have it or don't know that they have it, then they're spreading it. But the thing about the testing, though, is that people think, they go on a Thursday, their flight is on Saturday, and they go on, Tuesday or Wednesday for a test, and then they get their results 2 days later, then they're in the clear, that's fine. But what about the 3 days while they were waiting for results that they were, last-minute shopping before their trip, and they're in grocery stores, and they're in the post office, and wherever? It's a very
flawed system.
They better
come up with something at the airport that's instantaneous, because if they don't,
and those tests have not been accurate.
Well, they're going to screw up travel. They're talking about the economy. People won't go to the airport. They won't go to the train station. They'll do what you were talking about the other day. Again, another summer of travel. People want to travel. I was going to go down to Florida this weekend, then I had to change my plans. I just want to have a little opportunity to spread my wings and go have a day or two just doing something different than being here. We all are feeling like we're cooped up.
Yeah.
And so it's not so bad when you're out in California, except what do they call the rain? The rainy season is January and February in California.
Yeah, I was glad my connection worked because we've got the atmospheric river overhead right now in Southern California.
The atmospheric river.
We're on storm watch 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of like, it made me laugh because I think Jay was talking a couple weeks ago about the polar vortex and where that came from. And now it seems like we have to name every weather pattern that we have. And
yes.
I get it. In Southern California, the weather people don't have a lot to do. So when something like this happens, you know, when it rains and the system stalls out and we get lots of rain, they want to come up with something. But atmospheric river, I mean, I've lived here my whole life, and I had never heard that term. So, you know.
Well, we didn't hear the polar vortex until a couple of years ago, right?
It's
just another way of looking at cold masses that come down from Canada, the Arctic cold. They used to call it the Arctic cold, and now it's the polar. It's just, it becomes nonsense after a while. All right, so now, this is kind of the COVID situation, and the COVID has brought about the need for another relief bill, and about 120 well-known economists in our country have sent a letter to the president to have him request of Congress a substantial relief bill. What is it, $1.9 trillion is what the plan is that's come from Joe Biden, I think. It's supposed to provide 10 million jobs by the end of next year. So what happens between now and then?
Well, what do the economists say? I'm always kind of interested when they all get together and seem to have one, you know, frame of mind. What did they say?
What do you mean? It's kind of like a bunch of radio people getting together and having...
Or just like any kind of think tank. I'm always just curious what the results are. So what are they pushing for?
Okay. They say in their letter, unfortunately, the steps taken by the previous administration were not enough to help families and businesses weather the storm, nor for our nation's economy to fully recover. The letter goes on, says it's critical for Congress to immediately pass a new coronavirus relief package that'll provide additional assistance to families and businesses. And that's kind of what they're doing.
Well,
a cheer.
Big.
Rah, rah. Right, exactly. It's very...
So they don't have any guidance? Well, I mean, the thing
plan,
is that they're trying to find people that agree with them. So they're, you know, I mean,
right.
It's like, I'm sure if Trump were still president, he'd have 100 economists who say, my plan is fantastic.
Yeah.
The problem
right.
is, like we've talked about before, is that this thing that's being floated is not just about COVID relief. It's about everything else. You know, there's a ton of stuff for the climate inside of the COVID bill. They're trying to strip COVID money to start that climate office, which I think is ridiculous. They want to mandate a federal minimum wage at $15 an hour. So that's not helpful to people in Nebraska who are trying to restart their businesses at the end.
Farmers are being left out in the cold again. The food supply is in question again because of stuff like this. Anyway, one of the things in here is the unemployment program. Let's see, what other things there? Tax credits for low and middle-income families, part of the letter, and part of the plan, apparently. The federal moratorium on evictions would be extended. Foreclosures would be extended till September.
Well, that's going to have to happen anyway. That's just reality. Because
yeah.
right now, I think Biden extended it with an executive order until the end of March. Or maybe May. I think it was end of March. But that's just, you know, that's not going to get back on track until the end of this year anyway. So that's an easy ask in my opinion, because it's just going to happen state by state anyway.
So this letter is actually was put together by Gene Sperling, who was former director of the National Economic Council under previous administrations, and Joseph Stiglitz, who's a Nobel laureate in economics. So those are the two first names on this. Mitt Romney is interested in this as well. It's interesting. It's pretty shocking, he says, but, you know, what are you going to do? Unless you want everything to fall apart, which is exactly what the Chinese want. That's what they want. They want the economy of the world fall apart. There's a
and the more money we print, the happier they are. They're
of course, right. So did you see Diane Sawyer's special report? Anybody see that on ABC?
No.
Okay. So they this is something that I thought was very interesting, because the study in the super special was about things that we live with every day that come from China. So they went into a typical middle-class American home and removed all the items in this home that were not made in the United States. What was left
was a shell.
Was the kitchen sink, literally. That's it.
Oh, man.
Truckloads of items being brought in to replace. They found everything they took out of the house that had not been made in America, and then they found a truck. They loaded up a truck with things that were just like it, that were made in America. And what do you think the difference was in the price between the stuff that was purchased mostly from China, and there are a few other countries involved, and the stuff that was made in America? Take a guess.
Pretty big difference?
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, what?
No.
Nothing? Really?
Well, in terms of what?
No.
Like, what categories? Like, I'm appliances?
Talking about beds, appliances,
okay.
Clothing, oranges, that kind of stuff.
Oranges?
Yeah. Oranges that
so
came from
I'd say
other places
what?
In California. $64.
What?
$64.
I have to see this whole special.
Okay, read that to me one more
just
time.
Go to Diane.
Yeah, I'm intrigued
just
by
go
this.
Go to the thing. Yeah. The Made in China special. And, you know, so if you as an American refuse to buy just $20 worth of Chinese goods, that's $1 billion for every $20. $1 billion across the country. We'd fix our problems, the imbalance, in fast order, quick order. So you should know that.
That's pretty remarkable. Wow.
Yep. It sure is something to think about for sure. 18 past the hour. Something else to think about is what you're doing to lose weight. That seems to be the American task at the moment. Tell you something, it's pretty cold. If you want to go outside and spend a few minutes, you'll burn off some calories fast by running around in the cold. It's going to be 14 below zero here this weekend. And so if you're interested in losing weight, start with Calitrin. Find out all about it. Read through the whole thing at their website, toploss.com.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine. Good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air. Allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's 23 at the hour now on the DJV program. Social media time in this hour. Jay Kirshner is riding the waves of some of the comments, a couple of Super Bowl commercial comments. Do you have plans for Valentine's Day? Passing of Cecily Tyson, and what the hey is going on with Reddit, GameStop, who's buying what from whom, or who, there it is. There's something for us to think about. We'll think about all of those things, exposing you to thoughts of others right after this.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
All right, so Jay, what's the story? Let's do the Super Bowl commercials first, shall we? What are we, whether if you didn't hear the story, the Super Bowl commercials are going to be limited, or not limited, because there are not a lot of the traditional advertisers coming back. There are new advertisers coming in, and I believe the price, we said, I think, 6.3 or 4 million, and actually because some of the stalwarts are out, it's down to the bargain price of $5.7 million. Dollars for a 30-second spot in the Super Bowl. So what's the favorite category look like?
Yeah, so kind of just reminiscing of past Super Bowl commercials. I mean, across the board, Budweiser, in one way, shape, or form, kind of reigns supreme. Rodney Guthrie likes the Budweiser commercials with the dog. Holly Pittman liked the ones with the Clydesdales and the dogs. Cindy Orozco liked the ones with the frogs. Those, like Budweiser. Totally forgot about those ones.
Oh, I did too. Yeah, that
yeah.
was in your mind.
Right? This
good.
Is like a great walk down memory lane. Steve Noss liked the Doritos commercials with Allie Landry.
Well, that's old school. Although those are coming back this year.
I remember Jay Leno.
They are bringing her back for another one.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome. What's old is new. And then we were talking about Valentine's Day plans. You know, Valentine's Day is approaching. Do you have any plans yet? Janet Mattson says, it's just another day. Valentine's Day has become ridiculous with prices for flowers. Annie Hay points out, it's also the Daytona 500, so that's how they're going to be celebrating. I can get behind that. And Sammy Heath posts, if you are not celebrating your loved one every day, then why don't you just plan on fixing that?
Wow.
Respect,
that's good.
Sammy, respect. Right.
And so Cecily Tyson's passing, how old was she?
She was 94.
Oh, okay.
96, I saw.
Was she 96?
Yeah. She didn't look it. She looked, you know, really
goodness.
Pretty well up until the end. Yeah.
Unless you remember her from Roots, the way they made her up. She looked really old in Roots.
Oh, yeah. Born in 1924. She was 96 years old. And she was still working, relatively speaking, just like Cloris Leachman was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's all impressive. Right. So a lot of people are giving their respects to her. Todd W. says, Cicely Tyson, what an icon. Let's celebrate her. Amazing life and career. And Dimitri DiMatteo tweets, rest in power to an absolute legend. Gone but not forgotten.
So who understands this thing, the GameStop stuff? I don't understand, actually, and maybe we ought to ask that question.
Yeah, it's not that complicated, actually. It's more infuriating.
You dummies.
We'll spell it out. We can explain it.
All right, okay. That's because I'm
not in 8 seconds.
So we'll have to do that when we come back.
Yeah.
Are we coming back? Oh, that's right, too. We are. Another half hour coming up in just a few moments here. It's the Friday, January 29th edition of the DJV Fun Fest. Yeah, that's what it is. 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mini is driving forward with the realignment of its model range with a clear focus on drivetrain technology, vehicle segments, and services of the future. At the center of its realignment is the expansion of electromobility. Enhanced commitment in the crossover and premium compact segments and strengthening of the market position in China. Customers' needs and wishes have defined the development of the Mini model range over the past two decades. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed. Queen, now $17.99. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Time is running out to enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. Someone wins $50,000 every score change during Super Bowl 55. Touchdowns, field goals, extra points, $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. Hurry up and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A gas line carrying liquid nitrogen ruptured at a poultry processing plant in Georgia on Thursday morning, killing 6 people and injuring 11 others. It happened Thursday morning at Foundation Food Group plant in Gainesville, Georgia. Witnesses say there was no explosion and appears that nitrogen merely overtook oxygen levels. A Navy warship docked in San Diego is contending with the COVID-19 outbreak. Officials confirmed that some members aboard the USS Chaffee, which arrived in San Diego from Hawaii last weekend, have tested positive for the virus. 41 of the ship's 350 crew members are in quarantine with either a positive diagnosis or possible exposure. None have been hospitalized. In-person classes in Chicago for pre-kindergarten and special education students were canceled again on Thursday as labor disputes between teachers and school officials over the district's COVID-19 safety plan remains unresolved. USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
South Carolina is attempting to change their abortion laws. USA Radio News' Wendy King reports.
Lawmakers in the South Carolina State Senate have passed a bill to ban most abortions, sending it to the Republican-controlled House, where it's expected to pass. But its fate is in doubt, as it will likely face a lengthy litigation before it becomes law. The state's governor, Henry McMaster, said he intends to sign the controversial South Carolina Fetal Heartbeat Protection from Abortion Act when it lands on his desk. The bill prohibits a doctor under threat of felony charges and a 2-year prison sentence from performing an abortion after the heartbeat of a fetus has been detected. That generally occurs between 6 to 8 weeks after conception and before most people know if they are pregnant. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The number of abortion clinics in South Carolina has fluctuated over the years, with 15 in 1982, 18 in 1992, and only 3 in 2014. With very little details, the family of Cicely Tyson announced she passed on Thursday. Cicely in 2017 reflects on Steve Harvey's TV show, getting the Medal of Freedom from President Obama.
First of all, I have to tell you, I absolutely never expected to have President Obama hang a medal on my neck. All things are possible. Only believe.
Cicely Tyson was 96 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Four after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Friday the 29th. Last Friday, last week, last call. It's Valentine's month coming up starting Monday. All right, so let's go to this GameStop stuff. And the other, what is Reddit? I thought Reddit long passed. I thought it was passé. What is, why Reddit?
It's just message board stuff. I mean, Reddit is
really
just
organized.
Yeah. That's how it started. It, basically, like, we were just talking about this off the air. If a group of us, like all of us here on the show, decided we were going to buy Carnival stock because Jen has it and we want Jen to make more money and we're all going to get together. Yeah. So we're going to tell everybody we need to all buy Carnival stock. And then you add, let's say, 100,000 friends at once and everybody buys one stock. Well, obviously, that's going to send up a red flag when it comes to the trading desk. But what happened where this became really controversial is the Robinhood app, which Jen and I both have. It's for retail investors. It's for, you cannot be a professional trader or anything. It's for regular everyday Joes to buy and sell stock. Robinhood decided that they were going to have some sort of authority over all of this, and they decided that they halted all buying power of Robinhood investors in any of these stocks. This was AMC Movie Theaters, GameStop, Nokia, and
BlackBerry.
And BlackBerry, yeah. I think there was one more, too, that I saw.
There was.
But, so essentially, now there's already a class action lawsuit against Robinhood saying, well, wait a second, the hedge funds and Wall Street did not halt selling or buying of these stocks, but Robinhood prevented their customers. And like Jen said, I didn't hear about the losses. I assumed that they were coming, but Jen's already heard of a lot of people who lost
people
money on
these
deals.
Losing like $75,000, $150,000. They're like posting their accounts, mm-hmm. you know, pictures of their Robinhood accounts online. And what they did to organize is totally legal. It's what hedge fund managers do all the time. So getting together and buying a stock at the same time is totally legal. It's it's smart, you know, that they came up with this idea, but it's totally legal. And what I question is what Robinhood did, the app, by saying you can't buy any more of the stock, you can only sell it, which artificially caused these stocks to drop. And they've got a class action lawsuit against them, but I can't imagine how anybody could say that was legal. And to that point, you had interesting bedfellows come out yesterday. You had AOC, you had Ted Cruz, and you had Rush Limbaugh, all in the same political bed yesterday, saying that they're picking and choosing, and I mean like the swamp, is picking and choosing who can make money. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. This is, you can't do this. This is not against the rules at all. And it was surprising because your buddy, Elizabeth Warren, came out and actually sided with Wall Street in this. So
that's crazy. She's like Ms. Anti-Wall Street.
Correct. So now
you've
got
she's like everybody else that can be had for, look at who's giving her money. Look at who's supporting
her. I don't know who's giving
her
money, but that's just bizarre.
Yeah.
Well, and another little wrinkle to this story that I thought was kind of interesting is that yesterday in the White House press briefing, they were asking Jen Psaki, who you know I think is never quite prepared for answers, but whatever. She'll get better, I hope, because it's driving me crazy. But Janet Yellen, who is now the new Treasury Secretary, she was just confirmed, 2 days ago? Apparently, people are asking her to recuse herself from this because she took $800,000 from Citadel, which is a company that actually owns or has ownership in Robinhood. And so they were asking Psaki if Yellen should actually recuse herself. And she's like, well, I'll have to circle back. You know, she didn't give an answer on that one yet. But it's interesting. It's just further evidence how deep these companies roll. They find high-profile people, people that could help them somewhere down the road, and then hand them huge amounts of money, like $800,000 for a speech. And I think we're in the wrong business, guys, because that's a lot of money.
Yeah, right.
Like, where are we going to get $800,000?
The other thing that really bothers me about this is that two companies that got sucked up into this, BlackBerry and AMC Movie Theaters. Now, we're all fans of movies. We've been talking about AMC Movie Theaters since the beginning of the pandemic. This is a company that has literally been thread away from
holding
bankruptcy.
On.
And they're barely holding on. And so maybe this group of people who decided to buy these, but they targeted these specific stocks, maybe they thought, hey, we can save AMC Movie Theaters. I don't know. I wasn't on the subreddit. But maybe that was one of the thoughts. The problem, though, is the way that Robinhood stepped in and prevented people from selling. That could actually be the final nail in the coffin for AMC Theaters. It'll take a couple days to sort of like level out. But that worried me right away when I read that. I'm like, you know what? How can the investors, how can the board, how can the CEO of AMC, how do you deal with that? You've got these crazy market fluctuations now because of all this nonsense, and this could end up really being the final nail for them, which would be really
unfortunate. And it's a dying brand, which is really
absolutely.
Bad.
And so is BlackBerry. Yeah,
right.
And so is BlackBerry. But
well,
I'm less concerned
after,
about BlackBerry,
Right. I mean, because we don't see too much about it. But they went after brands that were already troubled, and that's actually great. I mean, good for them, trying to raise those people up a little bit. But
GameStop is still, they're closing some brick-and-mortar stores, but they're still going to have a major online presence. So I'm less concerned about GameStop, but it was just the movie theater thing. I was like, oh, no, that's not helping. It would have been helpful, but then Robinhood stepped in and ruined it, so... Oh, it's a mess.
Robin Hood.
So do we think once Armie Hammer goes to rehab and does his apology tour that he'll star in the movie about this? Because it's coming in like three years, right?
Anyway, There are a lot of people on Wall Street that are, this is an up and a down thing. And speaking of the stock market, General Motors stock went up yesterday because they are going to, they've said, they're only going to sell electric vehicles starting in the year 2035. Remember I was talking about that yesterday a little bit?
Yeah.
And how they are big into that space, much more so than Ford is, and maybe whether they will see the light.
So that's Chevy too, right?
Is that Chevy is part of General Motors. Chevrolet
Chevy
is.
People now. Yeah.
But the brands, the General Motors brands, Cadillac is not doing well. Buick is not doing well. GMC is doing okay. And Chevrolet is doing okay. So they got to do something to get people more focused on what they do. So they're going to phase out all the gas-powered pickup trucks and all the gas-powered SUVs today. That those two
oh,
things
I thought the trucks were staying gas.
Nope.
I thought everything else except, well, no. That's what I was reading
not
yesterday.
Not according to what they said
else,
yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, really.
I'll have to look into it more. I was really only looking at like the Chevy stuff because we're in the Chevy.
You have Chevys.
We've got a couple Chevy SUVs, but the interesting thing is just our little dealership here in New Jersey where we bought our recent Equinox from. Our sales guy is a family friend, and they have a little Chevy. It's like a little electric car. I don't even know the name of it, but it's cute. Yeah, it's like
probably
a little thing. Yeah.
So
it's cute. And so he said, he goes, oh yeah. He's like, for the last like 5 years, we've sold 3 a year, and we bought our car. It was the night, I think it was Halloween night or the night before. And he said, we've sold 75 this month. He goes, it's all young couples. He's like, this is, and there was literally a young couple standing next to us buying one as it was happening. He pointed up and he goes, they were like 24. He's like, that's everyone who comes in and we're going to sell over 100 this month. And that's the customer. So he goes, it's amazing to me. He's like, I'm a big truck guy. He's like, I never would have thought in a million years that this would be the demand from the market. He's like, but this is what young millennials are buying. So maybe they're moving in the right direction.
The young guys like you, I want the electric, and it'll be interesting to see. The big question is, if you're really using the truck as a truck, does it have enough torque? That's the question a lot of people that know.
That's
about
a good Nick
things.
Miles question, right?
Yeah,
our
it is.
Auto
yeah,
expert guy.
I'll ask him in a few minutes. Yeah, that's a good idea. Today is National Puzzle Day, the day to do a bit of brain exercising. You like crossword puzzles? You like jigsaws? Sudoku? I've never understood Sudoku, man. I do. I take some of that.
I hate it, too. Too many numbers.
Plain. Yeah.
I love it so much.
Do you? Why do you love it?
I love a crossword puzzle or a word search, but that's tough, the Sudoku.
Yeah. Scientists discovering that when we work on a jigsaw puzzle, we utilize both sides of our brain. It improves your memory, cognitive function, problem-solving skills in the process. Utilizing puzzles, people can stimulate their brain and improve a number of skills that you have. Puzzles go back to 2300 B.C. Do you know that? And have you ever been into a labyrinth? Anybody ever gone into one of those mazes?
Because
that's what it is. Maze is a labyrinth. Yeah.
Like a hedge maze?
The corn maze. Yeah, right.
I've been in a hedge maze in England, yeah.
How long did it take you to get out?
I don't remember. We were, like, drinking and walking, so I don't remember. It was a bit of a blur.
She's still in there right now.
I could still be there.
Much difference, yeah.
I was in college, so I don't know.
There's a song. Instead of wishing and hoping, drinking and walking. Okay. So I'm not surprised to learn that John Spilsbury, who was probably one of the first big map makers back in the 18th century, he created the first jigsaw puzzle with a map. It's a map. My daughter loves these jigsaw puzzles. I gave her.
Puzzles had a big moment in 2020.
Yeah, they were all sold out.
Yep, they were. And Miles has taken to liking putting them together because it's really good for the brain. It really is. It keeps all the brain stuff working, as a matter of fact. All right, so let's see what else do we. Can I have a quick minute here on what the Republicans are doing just because I'm confused? McConnell has said to the Trumpsters, time to move on, and the Trumpsters have said, no, it's not. Yesterday I saw Kevin McCarthy tell the younger members of the party in the House of Representatives got the crap, and then I found out that there was some kind of a meeting with Trump with some of these younger Republicans. I'm talking about
now. No wonder you're confused, because now I'm confused.
Why are you confused?
Okay, so the story is that Mitch McConnell went to Florida to meet with President Trump at Mar-a-Lago, and they were talking about what President Trump wants to do to be involved with 2022, because Kevin McCarthy has a very large opportunity right now to take the speaker's gavel out of Nancy Pelosi's hand. There's only, just a few people in the – Nancy's only got a few people in the majority right now. So Kevin McCarthy thinks he's positioned for Republicans to take back control of the House. So he goes to Florida. He has this nice little meeting with President Trump. And President Trump is said, and this is what Kevin McCarthy at least said, that Trump intends on sticking around and helping get people elected for 2022. So that was kind of the big story yesterday. McConnell wasn't necessarily a part of it. McConnell and Trump have never gotten along. McConnell knew that he needed Trump because Trump was strong enough to get him judges to confirm. And so that's like the big legacy item for Mitch McConnell. And so Mitch McConnell got along with Trump because of it. But they haven't had like the, you know, hey guy, cordial relationship, because McConnell's more of a...
Trump doesn't have a cordial relationship with anybody, Jennifer.
He does with Kevin McCarthy. I mean, he does with a lot of Republicans in the House and, you know, some of the senators that are on the Republican side. But Mitch McConnell is an old school Republican and doesn't understand the kind of that populist thread that Trump brought with him to the White House. So, yeah. So
right.
The story was that he's staying involved and helping with candidates in 2022.
All right. Well, that'll be very exciting. I'm sure the world is excited about that. Maybe there are some people that still think that has some value.
Oh, yeah.
I don't happen to think
there was that. There was a poll out that said, I think, like 80%, maybe more, of Republicans want him to run again in 2024. If you think that Trump's gone right now, I mean, he's quiet because of the Senate trial, but I don't think he's gone forever.
All right. Well, we'll see. 47 after the hour here on the DJV program. How about your nose and whether, if you've started using the Navage system, your worries are gone forever about that nasal irritation that you have. If you have an itchy nose, you got stuff up in your nose, naturally speaking, everybody's exposed to stuff. And the colder and drier it is, like I was saying earlier, wind chill factor here now is zero. It'll be 14 below tomorrow morning at this time where I am, coldest it's been in years. And so that irritates, that coldness will irritate your nose. If you have cold, if you're going to experience cold where you are, then you ought to go online to Navage.com and to check out how this system works. The ladies here swear by it. A lot of people, I don't know anybody that I've talked to or read about that's tried this and didn't think it was the cat's meow. It's really, is your cat meowing, by the way? Jennifer, what did I just hear? Is that cat meowing?
I'm actually holding my cat right now, yeah.
Really? Okay.
It's a cat's purr.
Right. All right. So anyway, suction that flushes out the allergens, the dirt, the germs, the viruses, the bacteria, whatever is in your nose gets pushed out. There's no drug involved in this. It's in with the water and the saline solution and out the other nostril. That's how it works. So if you want to have safely cleaned nose passages, then you need to go to Navage.com and order your Navage nasal care system there. Navage, Navage.com.
Time is running out on your chance to enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares sweepstakes. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Someone wins $50,000 every score change during Super Bowl 55. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points, even a pick six is a winner. Each time we pick a lucky winner from the square, they win 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. Don't miss your chance to win. See rules and enter for free right now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered or sponsored this promotion in any way.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Fifty-three after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time with Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the top 5 items, counting them down, the top 5 items from the world of technology this week. And the first matter of fact comes from those who are promoting the Super Bowl. And so what's the deal? What's this? Who's going to be upset by this news, Victoria?
So this is kind of an interesting story. I've been asking around, you know, my husband has a toe in the sports world, and so yes. I've been asking him, has he seen anyone reacting to the news that the Super Bowl will not be streaming in 4K or HDR this year because it's on CBS, and they just don't have that infrastructure. NFL games that have aired on Fox, everyone knows if you have a 4K TV or even just a really, you know, a good TV, you see how clear the picture is. It's really incredible. So they broadcast all their games in 4K, and CBS has never done that. And now for the Super Bowl, they're not going to do it either. And so apparently the word has not really gotten out yet to sports fans. So I think on the day of the game, we're going to see a lot of angry people on social media saying that the picture doesn't look that good. But the truth is, that is the deal. CBS has made this announcement. Whether people have picked it up or not yet, it seems like they aren't paying attention. But this is, if you have a 4K TV and you are expecting the standard crystal clear picture, you may have to lower your expectations because it's probably not going to happen. But we'll have to wait and see what the social media response will be, because I bet people are going to think that their screen looks a little blurry.
All right, next up, Elon Musk is doing some things that will get people raising their eyebrows.
Yeah, Elon Musk, who's always sort of has his finger on the pulse of, cutting edge technology as well as social commentary. He's quite the public figure at this point. He announced that he's donating $100 million to develop a prize for the best carbon capture technology. Essentially what that means is now everyone, this contest is open to anyone who is going to create new carbon capture technology. This sucks carbon out of the air, and then it gets carbon dioxide gets sucked out of the air, then it gets recycled, and it gets made into sustainable fuel. It's another, you know, Microsoft has donated $1 billion. Bill Gates matched it with a second $1 billion fund. This is definitely the way that cutting edge tech is going. And the interesting thing is the price tag for capturing one ton of carbon dioxide is $600. So essentially with this new carbon capture tech that Elon Musk is hoping to develop or sponsor, they want to lower that price to bring it way, way down to make it really cheap to capture carbon dioxide from the atmosphere.
All right. Number three on our list of the top five technology stories is a focus on Sling TV.
Sling TV, the streaming service that a lot of people are using, millions and millions of customers really like Sling. And I think they were hoping that Sling would not raise prices, but this is 2021, and everybody has cut, I mean, the number of people who cut the cord from cable in 2020 was pretty astounding, and so everybody flocked to the streaming services, and they're making a profit. So Sling TV is the latest one. They've gone, they've raised their prices. The orange and blue channel packages will go up by $5, so that'll be $35 a month for new subscribers, $50 a month when you bundle them together. The good news is if you are an existing Sling customer, they have the one-year price guarantee, so you won't see the new prices go up until August, but if you're a new customer looking to make a jump to a different service, then you are going to have to pay these extra prices. The Sports Extra for live sports, that package went up by $1. That's $11 a month now. You can add on other bundles. They've got different premium packages. Everything's going up. The other side of that, they're trying to offset this bad news with a little more DVR space. So you'll get a few extra hours. It's now 10 extra hours of DVR. It brings a total of 50 hours per month. And if you have the DVR add-on, the plus, then you'll get 200 hours of DVR. And as we know, this is what everyone's doing now. Everybody's binging like crazy. So people need as many DVR hours as possible.
All right. Number two, a focus on Facebook once again.
Yep, here's some bad news, and there's nothing you can do about it, so I'm sorry to even bring this story up, but if you're getting a lot of extra spam calls on your phone number, check in your Facebook account and see which number you had listed when you signed up, because Facebook is dealing with 533 million users whose phone numbers have been sold on the dark web. So there's nothing you can do. I would say just make sure, you know, either put a fake number when you sign up for accounts. Don't put your real phone number ever. And that's probably the best thing you can do when you're signing up for something.
Mm-hmm. Number one, Apple issues a warning.
This was not the biggest story of the week, but to me, this is definitely the most impactful, especially because my father has a pacemaker and an iPhone. So if you have an Apple iPhone, Apple has now issued a warning. Keep it at least 6 to 15 inches away from the left side of your chest. Do not put it in your chest pocket. Keep it away from your defibrillator. Keep it away from the pacemaker. It will definitely cause, fluctuations in how it performs, which is dangerous.
Yep, very dangerous. All right, the word to the wise there. Thank you, Victoria, for the top five tech stories this week. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.